So this is from Divine Providence 162. The appearance that man is led through the angelic heaven arises from the fact that the Lord appears over that heaven as a son. But the truth that man is led from that heaven arises from the fact that the Lord is in that heaven as the soul is in man. For the Lord is omnipresent and is not in space, as was shown above. And therefore distance is an appearance according to conjunction with the Lord, conjunction being according to the reception of love and wisdom from him. And since no one can be conjoined to the Lord as he is in himself, he appears to the angels at a distance as a son. Nevertheless, he is in the whole angelic heaven as the soul is in man. And in like manner, he is in every society of heaven, and also in every angel there. For a man's soul is not only the soul of the whole man, but also the soul of every part. What really struck me was this idea that the Lord rules by means of a spiritual son is an appearance. And the reason given is because he's omnipresent. And so that got me thinking about the fact that there are two things going on. There is the external experience of angels, the sensory experience of angels, which because they are in perception from the Lord, they read as real appearances. They read them correctly. And so there is this interior truth that the Lord is omnipresent. I mean, that's a first principle. And the fact that they have the sensory experience of distance teaches that they can never be truly conjoined with the Lord, that there's always between the finite and the infinite, right? There is no ratio. So the appearances teach truths when they're seen to be appearances, but when they're not seen to be appearances, they become false. In our own experience, they confirm the idea, say, if the Lord is feeling distant from us, they undermine that truth that he is omnipresent. And as soon as that starts to happen, you move into the realm of person, place, space, in this case, when you're talking distance and time. And for the hells to get a hold, they need us to be thinking in person, place, space, and time, because that is the level of their activity, which is all the realm of appearances. The theme carried on with regard to the fact that everybody is taught by the Lord alone, that the appearances is that it's through preaching, reading, and the other things mentioned, but in actual fact, it is the Lord alone. So again, it's the same theme, or just the same different image, but the same principle being expressed there as well. It always comes back to the relationship to first principles.